Good evening, it's Annie here, and it's the 29th of April 2022. And my sincere apologies for being late. I'm away from home and I had some issues getting connected. But here I am now, and here will be the recording. So I wonder how you've been rolling through April. I really am seeing 2022 adding up to the sort of expectations that I had, having three twos and a zero, which amplifies the twos even more, and two and adding up to six, and two and six are the two relationship partnership numbers, really means that there's a strong focus on our emotions and on our connections. And so if you're finding things continuing to be intense, you join the club. But let's just start by tuning in before I go any further. So just inviting you to gently close your eyes and bring your awareness back from the outside world and bring your focus to inside yourself. So you might like to notice how your body is being supported. Maybe your feet are on the floor. Maybe the rest of your body is on a chair or a couch or a bed. And just letting yourself feel the quality of that contact between your body and other physical surfaces. Just noticing the feeling of that. Notice how your body is feeling. Is it feeling light or heavy, tense or relaxed, stiff or soft? Are there any parts that feel uncomfortable or ill at ease? Noticing the flow of air in and out of your body. And noticing how freely and easily that air is flowing. And you might like to imagine that you're sitting comfortably in your body, coming home to rest with yourself, within yourself, coming home to you. Simply doing this can be a little like doing a meditation. It can be calming and soothing and relaxing. It can help us to feel more at ease when we have that sense of being in our body rather than our attention being out there on a whole lot of different things. So you might like to practice this as you go about your day, even just spending 1 minute can be soothing and calming. Just noticing your breath again for another minute. and what it feels like having it flowing in and out of your body. Doing something like this can also help you to concentrate better because you're not scattered. There's a sense of coming together more, which can bring clarity. So just starting to come back again now. And opening your eyes when you're ready. So we're in a very interesting period at the moment. We're just coming to the end of April, the beginning of May, and numerologically May is going to be excuse me, an 11 over 2 month. Usually when we add the numbers together to calculate what year or month number we're in, we continue adding them together until they come to a single digit. So, for example, if they added together to 13, we'd say 1 plus 3 is 4. But when they come to a double digit, as they do when you add 6 for this year to 5 for May, it comes to 11. We call the double digits master numbers, so 11, 22, 33, and we don't reduce them to a single digit. Instead, we would write 11 as 11/2. And the master numbers are all spiritual numbers. And this can mean a lot of different things depending on the numbers and their placement. With 11 over 2, or with all spiritual numbers, what it means is there's a bit of an extra sort of spiritual component to the energy. So you could think of it as bringing spiritual concepts or values down to planet Earth. And the 11 over 2 energy is particularly around inspiration, around shining the light, showing the way. So 11 over 2 can be a very strong energy for connecting in with your intuition, with that wise inner self or your higher self, however you like to think of that part of you that numerology would say is a part of all it is, of God, Goddess. So we've just had a month of new beginnings, and now we've got a month of inspiration and spiritual guidance following on from that. And the 11s in the 11 over 2 mean ones again, only this time double ones. So double confidence, double independence, double initiative. And also double guidance, because it's that master number. So double energy and inspiration coming from the cosmos. One is a very active number. And the two energy, in the 11 over 2, two is a receptive feminine energy. So it's, you could think of it as bolts of light coming from the cosmos and being received by planet Earth through May. So one of the first things that I'd like to say about it being globally an 11 over 2 month is this is the time to seek to listen to your intuition. Whether your personal month number is 11 over 2 or not, and if it's a different number, it will be some other aspect of your life that you can seek the intuition about. But I totally believe if you ask, so you shall receive. And if you're wanting to deepen your connection with your intuition, May is a really good time to think about it. Before I go on any further, I'll just remind you how to calculate the year that you're in so that you can know whether 11/2 is also your personal month number or whether it's a different number. So to calculate your year, you simply add together the numbers in your day of birth to the numbers in your month of birth, and you add that to what the global year number is, which is 6. So what we're doing is we're calculating your day and month of birth in relation to this year's energy. And when you've added those numbers together, reduce them to a single digit. So for example, if you were born on the 17th, that would be 1 and 7 is 8. And if it was the 17th of June, that's a 6. So 8 and 6 is 14, sorry, I lost myself there. 1 and 4 is 5. And then you add that to the 6 of the year. 6 and 5 is 11/2. So there you go. So I'm going to talk some more about this 11/2. As I say, it applies to everyone. For those who are actually in a 6 year, it means it applies to you as well because you're in an 11/2 month. So it's twice as strong for you. You could think of it like that. So seeking spiritual guidance through May, being open and receptive to nudges, to information that comes out of left field is one of the ways that I like to know it's an intuitive hit when suddenly I get this thought and I haven't been trying to think about anything in particular. When we're trying to solve a problem, often we're relying on our mind, on thinking the problem through. When an idea just pops into our head, that's more likely to be an intuitive hit. And our intuition doesn't worry about logic, where our mind likes logic and rationale and understanding. So if you've got some sort of challenges in your life at the moment, one of the ways that you could work with this is when you're about to go to sleep. Just before you go to sleep, for a few minutes, just thinking about what the problem is and asking for an answer to be shown. And then noticing what happens in the night if you're woken, and the ideas might pop into your head, and also noticing the nature of your dreams, and writing your dreams down will really encourage your dreams to become more active and bring solutions, bring healing. So for example, before you go to sleep, you could simply ask for some healing around a relationship or for some healing around a health issue. And in the morning, you might simply wake up feeling better. You might have an idea as to some action that you need to take. Or it may seem as though nothing has happened, but as the day unfolds, you might notice a difference. Or you may need to do it repeatedly for a couple of weeks before anything happens. But I do believe that when we set the intention and we hold true to that intention, the guidance will come. Another form of partnership that is governed in May is partnerships with colleagues, romantic partnerships. It's really the energy of two people coming together, whereas the six energy is more about relationships on a bigger scale. So May is a really is a time when you're likely to find that you're spending some one-on-one time with someone, whether it's at work or whether it's recreationally or romantically. And the opportunity will be there for you to improve the way that you relate. And so if you're having challenges within the relationship, the partnership, it's always much easier to see how we think the other person needs to be different, to not treat us like that, to not speak like that, to do something different. But we also know that we can't control other people, and it's not other people's job to go through life trying to be exactly how each person they meet wants them to be, and it's not possible. So May is an opportunity to really observe how you respond in interactions with other people and taking responsibility for your response. So if something happens with someone else and it leaves you feeling upset, it's allowing yourself to feel that upset, processing the upset, making peace with the upset, seeking to come to a place of understanding and compassion. Once you've let the emotions move through, it's not about spiritual bypassing and just sort of setting aside the upset that you're feeling and saying to yourself, I'm not going to be upset about this, because that's simply suppressing the emotions that are arising. Instead, it's letting yourself feel what arises, let it move through you, and then you will find a place of peace on the other side. And there's various techniques that you can use to support you in letting the emotions move through and come to that place of peace. Ideally, it would be great if we can get to a point of really living and speaking, how you treat me is none of my business. Knowing that how other people behave says everything about them and actually nothing about us. And that can feel like a really big stretch, and it's also a pathway to peace. And so in a month that has a two in it, we really do get the opportunities to practice maintaining equilibrium no matter what is going on around us. And just think how wonderful it would be to be able to roll with whatever arises when we're engaging with other people, to maybe feel an emotion get triggered in us, but let it move through really quickly and easily, not holding on to it, not still being angry or hurt or upset about it weeks later. And so if you can see in May opportunities, your engagements as opportunities to practice maintaining your own health and well-being in spite of what's going on around you, then that can take the reaction out of it. And instead, we can direct our attention to growth and healing each time. Another thing about the two energy is two is the most emotional energy of all the numbers. And so it really is the perfect time to practice when emotions do arise. And the four uncomfortable, well, I like to categorize the four uncomfortable emotions as being anger, fear, sadness, and shame. And of those four, one of them makes us feel strong, which is anger, and is us connecting with our power. The other three make us feel more helpless. They're more sort of a fetal energy position. So we're inclined to reach for anger, to feel safe, protected, defensive. And so it's why so often it seems to be a predominant emotion. But if you let yourself be with the anger and feel it for a while, you're likely to find that lurking underneath it there is some guilt or shame or sadness or hurt or fear. And it's as though we're putting on our warrior costume in an attempt to feel safe, when we're actually not feeling very safe. And so two energy is a very watery energy. Emotions are symbolized by water. And sometimes if you're experiencing the two energy strongly, it can feel a bit as though you're wading through a swamp. As each day goes by in the month, you might find that strong emotions are reverberating through you. And if you're aware that that's what's happening and that's how it's meant to be, then you can bypass that this shouldn't be happening, struggles that we so often do, making ourselves wrong or life wrong, and accept and see it as, okay, this is an opportunity for me to practice how I choose to respond to my emotions, how I can learn to work with my emotions and master emotional management, which I don't think is actually a possibility. It's not quite the right term for it, but learning how to work with our emotions. And that's another aspect of two energy, is it's very much about seeking cooperation and harmony. And so anger especially can be very uncomfortable when we're being influenced by two energies, because anger feels so disharmonious, is that a word? So disruptive and abrasive, where two energy is really seeking, it's the energy of the diplomat. So it's seeking peace and harmony, cooperation, connection, sharing. All those beautiful qualities that feel so good when they're happening in alignment. And I guess that's another aspect of the two energy, that sense of alignment. Two is also very much about the detail. So you're quite likely to find yourself paying a bit more attention to your budgeting, or you might decide to tidy up your laptop or your phone, that sort of IT stuff, and the fine detail associated with that really can draw us in and give us the patience that we might not have when we're being influenced by some of the other numbers. The other thing that I'd like to say about timing is this weekend is really interesting. We go into May, the 1st of May is on Sunday, so the last day of April is it's Monday. Oh, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't mind me. Yes, so, oh, that's right, April has 30 days. Okay, so 6:30 on Sunday is a new moon, and it's an eclipse, and it's the first day of the month. So it's a pretty exciting time. Just be aware that Saturday, therefore, being the last day of the month, sometimes if there's some business that we haven't attended to in association with the energy of the month that we're in, that will sort of get put in our laps on the last day of the month. I feel as though there's a cosmic timetable, and whatever the energies were favouring for you in April, if there's something you haven't attended to by the end of April, you're likely to see that tomorrow. And then Sunday's new beginnings, and it's a new moon, and it's an eclipse. And eclipses often bring change, and this eclipse is in Neptune, which is about change and surprises and the unexpected. So in the possibly on the day and in the days and the weeks following this really powerful combination where numerology and astrology are both lining up, and the eclipses are some of the most powerful times of the year, we can really, in the coming weeks, expect to see changes. Big changes and positive changes. It's quite a beneficial vibration with this, what's happening in the heavens at the moment. So it's really important to work in with that, because what we can do, we can sort of undermine the possibilities without realizing that we're doing it. So noticing if you're thinking about something that you'd like to see a change in, noticing if you're using language like "this is how it always is," or "this is what always happens to me," or this will never change, because the universe can certainly override that, but how much easier is it for something to change, for something new and unexpected to evolve or resolve or manifest when we're open to, "I wonder what is going to happen. I'm curious about what might unfold here. I'm open to surprises. I'm open to miracles." In any area of my life, if it's appropriate, if it's for my highest and best, bring it on. That's a much more welcoming attitude to bring at an exciting time like this, when all and anything, it seems to me, can be possible. So just keeping that in mind. Before I go on any further, I just want to talk briefly about a new group that I'm starting up. I started running it with the people who attended the last workshop that I ran, the You Can Change Your Mind workshop, and we've been meeting regularly. And now I want to open it up to anyone who's interested in touching base with me once a week. So what I'm offering is a weekly Zoom call where we do a bit of meditating, we use some healing techniques, we explore concepts, and we share. And it's going to be very loosely structured around the energy of each month. So there'll be a call once a week, and so those calls we will address. So for example, starting next week, we'll talk about partnerships and do some deeper work around how to enhance our partnerships, our connections. We'll focus another time around emotions and working with emotions, another time that part of us that really seeks peace and what might be disrupting our peace, etc. So each month we'll be going more deeply into the energies for that month, so that sets an agenda that as we go through the year we're going to be exploring issues about being our unique selves, about being in partnerships, about being creative, about being disciplined and organized, etc. We will be including relationships, career and money, weight issues, addictions, etc. So if you're interested in doing some deeper work, then that's something that you might like to consider. What I love, there's several things that I love about group work. One is what a huge difference it can make when you realize that you're not the only person who has that problem, and that in actual fact we all have very similar challenges around how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about our lives, about our hopes and dreams, etc. So realizing you're not alone makes a huge difference. Another thing is that the healing powers, the healing energies are much stronger when there are more people gathered together with that intention. So it really enhances the energies compared with if you're working by yourself or one-on-one. Another thing that I like about this is that if we work with someone supporting us to bring about changes, and we do that really regularly, then really big changes can take place. I see this time and again with clients who work with me weekly. They can really reinvent themselves. And when we change ourselves on the inside, when we address uncomfortable emotions and limiting beliefs and transform them, then that manifests in our outside world and big changes occur out there too. But weekly one-on-one consultations is not something that some people can afford. So meeting in a group can help to achieve that steady, systematic stepping forwards in new directions that you're setting for yourself. Another benefit is that I think all of us are very good at starting something, committing to it for a while, whether it's taking up yoga or going to the gym or eating in healthier ways, meditating, but maintaining it can be more difficult, more challenging to maintain the momentum. And that's where meeting with other like-minded people can really help to maintain that motivation, hearing each other's stories, encouraging each other, etc. So if that's something that appeals to you, you're welcome to give me a call and discuss further if there's more you want to know about it. It's in the newsletter that's accompanying this recording. I've got more information about it. I'm just charging $37 a month, and so you just pay monthly for four calls. There's also a private Facebook group as well. So that's something for you to think about. If you want to commit more fully, if you can see the benefits in doing some inner work regularly and consistently. And of course, the calls will be recorded, so you don't have to show up each week if that doesn't suit. I'm really excited about this. It's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but the time just hasn't felt right, and I'm really pleased that it seems that now is the time. And what a perfect time for it to be starting, with us going into an 11 over 2 months, an energy that's all about spirituality. And it's funny, I still wasn't absolutely sure. I'd been bouncing it around, and then I got woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning a few days ago, and couldn't get back to sleep. And in the end, did that tuning into my body exercise that we just did at the beginning of this call, and because I find that really relaxing and often helps me to go back to sleep. And instead, I just started getting all these ideas about the group and what to say about it and when to start it, and it all just started to happen. So there you go. as I say, give me a call if you want to talk about it, or just go straight ahead and book it in if that feels right. There's a link in the newsletter for you. Okay, so let's move on and go through the energies of the other months for the other years that you might be in. So as I say, if you're in a 6 year this year, a 6 personal year, then you're in an 11 over 2 personal month, and everything that I've been saying applies to you. If you're in a 7 year, this is the year of getting to know your sacred self. This is the year where the focus is directed from the external world much more to your inner life. And we don't consciously choose to do that, although right from the beginning of the year you may find that you feel a bit more like retreating from the world than you usually do. But also what generally happens is something either around health or relationships or career/finances happens that makes us go within, that makes us think about what we want, where we're going, how life's lining up for us, and if there are big changes that we want to make. And May for you will be a 3 month. So this is a month for 3 is about expansion and creativity and self-expression. And we can express ourselves positively in uplifting and inspiring ways, or we can express ourselves negatively in destructive and critical ways. We can be self-critical as well as critical of others. And so 3 is about the word and our use of the word. So May will be a great month for you to notice how much of your languaging is positive and hopeful and optimistic and open to possibilities and curious, and how much of your language is about expecting the worst, worrying about what might go wrong, fearing that there's something wrong with you, wanting to shut yourself down and hide away. 3 is also a very energetically sensitive energy as well. So it's a really good time when you're in this high spiritual energy of the 7 year to really ask and maybe do some journaling about or meditating about how do you want to express yourself from your heart. What truths are you wanting to express? What are you wanting to create that's true for you in this life? And looking at ways to expand that in May. If you're in an 8 year this year, then it's a 4 month. You had that. Oh, 3 is also a very playful, fun-loving, socialising sort of energy. So enjoy that too. Especially as for a lot of the year, the 7 year, you're going to be wanting to retreat, and you've just come through a 2 month, which, as I say, is strong emotions. The 3 energy will feel quite expansive. You'll be out of the swamp I was talking about. So, yes, if you're in a four month, the focus will be on work. And in an 8 year, the focus is probably already on work to a degree. This month will really be about knuckling down and doing the work. In an 8 year, you're likely to be possibly addressing real estate matters, legal matters and legal documents, wanting to get your affairs more in order, so, you know, wills, power of attorneys, all that sort of thing. And planning and analysing. It's a great year to start a business and or to get a promotion. And so in May, really doing the work that goes with all of that, May is an opportunity for you to realize that sometimes we have to work through what might seem tedious, but being systematic and step by step and consistently working towards our goals, we can achieve so much. So where the three energy is often a lucky energy, the four energy is much more about, okay, now we're going to do the work. We're going to put down solid foundations. We're going to be practical and organized and methodical. Also in interactions with others, it brings a dependability and a loyalty, those really nice, solid sort of qualities. Now, if you're in a 9 year, just remembering, I like to emphasize this each time, this is a sloughing off year. This is a letting go of patterns, habits, behaviors that no longer serve you, letting go of limiting beliefs, freeing up old suppressed emotions from the past. It really is the vacuum cleaner year. And you can feel a little bit heavy sometimes in the 9 year because you're being weighed down by what you don't need to keep on carrying anymore. Time for it to go. It also brings a humanitarian focus. It can enhance an interest in arts and crafts and creative pursuits. You might find yourself working for a not-for-profit organisation. All and any of that. It is the time for forgiving the past and letting it go. You're in the end of a 9 year cycle. This is such an important time. The more that you let go of this year, the more that new possibilities and opportunities will open up next year. And May for you is a 5 month, and five is all about change, invention, disruption, freedom, liberty, exploring the boundaries, exploring the possibilities, trying everything. Five is halfway between one and nine. It's the midpoint of the numbers. So anything and everything can change. It's quite possible that in April, for you in a 9 year, April could have been quite heavy going. And you'll really be able to shake a lot off in May. If you're in a 1 year, it's a year of new beginnings, and you're in a 6 month. So new beginnings, renewed energy, being more independent, individualistic, and in the 6 month, taking more responsibility for yourself, getting clearer about where your responsibilities begin and end around your family. It's likely to be a focus on the home and family, maybe doing some renovating or redecorating, maybe getting out into the garden. Also, six energy can bring up matters of health, so you might find that you feel drawn to getting various checkups done. All sorts of self-care and awareness of what's happening with the family, both immediate family and extended families, and likely to be in positions where you're needing to decide where your responsibilities towards others begin and end. So have fun in the domestic world and the family world in your 6 months. If you're in a 2 year this year, well, I've talked a lot about the two today. It's a year for getting up close and personal with your emotions, likely to be some significant partnerships playing out in your life in one way or another as well. Also a consolidation of what was begun the year before And that consolidation will be taking place for all of us in May as well, with that 11 over 2 energy. You're in a 7 month, so yeah, diving into the emotions. I know there are some schools of thought that are that you focus on connecting in with your spirit, and the emotions and the thoughts are a distraction and not the truth of your spiritual self. I'm putting that fairly clumsily, but you probably get what I mean, hopefully. Whereas the other way to your spiritual self is, and my preferred route, is diving into the emotions. And as we clear and release old blocked and trapped emotions, so our intuition starts to shine through more and more brightly. And I think by that pathway there's less risk of suppressing emotions when you think that you're simply leaning back from them or going around them. And I find it a rich and fulfilling pathway. And so, yes, if you're in a 2 year this year and you're in a 7 month, sitting with an uncomfortable emotion until it moves through you, and then creating some time and space to see if some guidance comes through, whether you have some sort of an insight or an epiphany or a strong urge to take certain action. Because the 2 energy and the 7 energy are both very sensitive. They're different sorts of sensitivities, but they can work together really, really nicely and help you to deepen that spiritual connection quite profoundly, I feel. If you're in a 3 year this year, this is your self-expression year, the being more creative, and it's also playing and having fun. And you're in an 8 month, that's a really interesting combination, because the 3, you know, 3 can be rather delightfully irresponsible. You know, 3's about sort of dreaming big dreams, playing and having fun, and as I say, expressing yourself, expressing your truth from your heart, being positive, uplifting and inspiring in your expression, ideally ending patterns of being critical and negative and destructive in the way you express yourself. So it's a very, it's not much that's practical about the 3 energy, whereas the 8 is very practical. So it might anchor you down, May might anchor you down for a month and help you to get a bit more organised, take a bit more control of business affairs, for example, in your life. And you'll feel gutsier and stronger and more empowered. That's a gift that the 8 always bring, or it brings up our fear of being too empowered and fear of trusting ourselves. If you're in a 4 year, this is the year of learning consistency, dependability, developing a good work ethic, which isn't about running yourself into the ground or about being a bit slack about your responsibilities. And this month for you, May, is a 9 month. So it's a really good month for letting go. Things that might have been bugging you so far this year can drop away in May, come to completion, finish up. So if you've been, especially, you know, work projects that might have been bugging you, that's likely to all get wrapped up in May, or issues with work colleagues could well be resolved in May. So really, paying attention to what you can let go of, what's no longer serving you. And this could have been gradually building up right from the beginning of the year. And so just paying attention that you're not doing that, oh, this is always going to be like this, this is never going to be resolved, because I think a lot can be resolved for you in May. If you're in a 5 year, everything's up for grabs. Anything and everything can change. The difference between how your life is at the beginning of the year to how it is at the end of the year, it could be unrecognizable. You could be in different work. You could be living in a different town or a different home. Some of your friends might have dropped off. You might have made some new friends. You might have let go of some hobbies or interests and taken up some new ones. So much can change for you this year, and I think you're really likely to start to see that happening in May. It might have been feeling a bit same up until now, but May is new beginnings. So likewise, be open to, okay, now what? That's how it's been, but what's next? And one of the challenges that you have to watch out for a bit in a 5 year is so many opportunities can come your way. You can be pulled a bit hither and yon. So maybe looking before you leap, because otherwise you might be leaping in different directions each week or each day sometimes, because there can be a lot of disruption. If you're not noticing change and you're feeling really stuck, the 5 year is also the opportunity to break out of what ways where you may have been feeling stuck or trapped, because the 5 energy really inspires us to seek freedom, to seek forward momentum, to be able to be more fully ourselves and do what brings us joy. So keep the faith and just take notice of what comes your way. So I hope that's been helpful, and every now and then I hear from someone saying something about what's been happening, and of course it has, because that's the month that they're in, and it makes complete sense. I really do encourage you, maybe just jotting down a few of the things that your month energy is going to be about and putting it on the fridge, just keeping on reminding yourself all the time what the energy of the month is in. It can really help you to understand, why is this happening right now, or how am I meant to deal with this right now? And you just look at the fridge and say, well, this is a month for me to develop positive self-expression, or this is the month for me to practice getting more organized, or this is the month for me to practice processing emotions. And that can help you. It can just help so much. I keep checking in really often, because it just helps me to stay on track, to not go down the rabbit hole of worrying why this is happening, or what I've done wrong, or what's going wrong, and all that negative stuff that we can get dragged into. Knowing your number for the month can help you to have, like having a set of glasses, helping you to know what lens to look through, to look at your life, to help you to interpret what is unfolding for you right now. It can make such a difference. You know, when something's going on and we don't know why, or when we're feeling really confused or really overwhelmed, that makes it really difficult. When we can get a little bit of understanding, a little bit of clarity, some insights as to why we're experiencing what we're experiencing, it can really help. So I encourage you to make note and to keep track. And the other thing is remembering, if you'd like to come and join in the group, I'm calling it Finding Freedom because I think ultimately what we all want is the freedom to be ourselves and to live the life that brings us joy. If you're wanting to dive deeper into some of these things that I've been talking about, come and check out the group for a month. If you don't like it, you don't need to continue. You never know, it might just be what you're looking for. We don't have everyday conversations about the sorts of things that I talk about. And if they're the sort of thing that interests you and helps to make your life more fulfilling, then being able to meet with like-minded people once a week can help you to not feel quite so wacky. Also, often I've noticed people on a spiritual path, they're the only one in their family. For some reason, we can be the black sheep of the family too. It's not the only one and the golden-haired one, especially the other end. And so you can, the number of people I've encountered who feel as though they've been born into the wrong family because they think so completely differently to everyone else. You want to meet with other people who think the way you do or are exploring thinking this way, then the group's an opportunity for that. So just to finish up, sorry I've gone a bit long. Just closing your eyes for a moment and tuning in. And just simply affirming your willingness to let go of anything that's ready to go. Let go of any emotions, any beliefs or thoughts that are not serving you. Any patterns of behaviour. And especially as we're coming into a master month, you might like to affirm your willingness to let go of anything that's ready to leave that might be blocking you from connecting more fully with your intuition. Any fears or doubts that it's possible for you to connect with your intuitive self, your wise self, your inner knowing. Just affirming your willingness to let that go. Right here and right now, as much as is appropriate for your highest and best. You might like to imagine that it's just floating, the old stuff that's ready to leave is just floating up into the heavens. Letting go, letting go, letting go. And having done that releasing, now creating this, having created the space, now being open to receive healing light, loving kindness and compassion, feeling it flowing in through the top of your head, right down through your body, filling you up, being willing to be filled and surrounded in healing light, bathed in loving kindness, connecting you more fully with the truth of who you really are. All you have been and all you are becoming. Embracing that now. Welcoming it now. Receiving it now. finishing up with giving thanks for all our blessings, all the magic and the miracles in our lives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it, so it is. Have a fabulous month. Let me know how you're going. Take care. Bye for now.